Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama seeks new level in U.S. relationship with China. Last known U.S. Ebola patient walks out of the hospital disease-free. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says he wants to take the U.S. relationship with China to a new level. During the first of 2 days of meetings in Beijing with Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Obama said the whole world benefits when the U.S. and China are able to work together. Their meetings are being held alongside the Beijing-sponsored Asia-Pacific Economic Summit, where leaders gave their initial approval to a China-led free trade zone. President Obama and Russia's President Vladimir Putin met briefly on the sidelines of the conference in Beijing. A U.S. National Security Council spokeswoman says the topics included Iran, Syria, and Ukraine, but did not provide any details. A New York doctor who was the last known Ebola victim in the United States has been cured of the deadly disease and left the hospital on Tuesday. Officials at a New York hospital say that after a rigorous course of treatment and testing, 33-year-old Craig Spencer was declared free of the Ebola virus and poses no public health risk. Spencer worked for Doctors Without Borders. He contracted Ebola while treating patients in Guinea and was hospitalized after returning to the U.S. last month. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan says he will seek a second full term. Mr. Jonathan made the expected announcement at a rally in the capital Abuja on Tuesday. Mr. Jonathan has come under intense criticism for failing to stop Boko Haram. Nigeria is set to hold general elections in February. The ruling People's Democratic Party is being challenged by a new coalition of opposition parties called the All Progressives Congress. This is VOA News. NATO's military commander is expressing concern over an increasing flow of weaponry and military supplies to Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. That's happening as European observers in the region reported seeing another unmarked military convoy near the rebel stronghold of Donetsk. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove says there's been increased movement of armored weapons and other military equipment into eastern Ukraine over the past several days. Negotiators from Iran and a group of six leading nations held another round of nuclear talks in Oman Tuesday. The talks came as a deadline approaches for reaching an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Abbas Araghchi is Iran's deputy foreign minister and senior nuclear negotiator.
Negotiations in the past 2 days and discussions were very useful, but we are not still in a position to say that we have made progress.
The two sides have been trying for almost a year to reach a comprehensive lasting agreement after deciding to extend their initial six-month window until November 24th. The UN Refugee Agency is warning it will have to cut winter aid for almost 1 million displaced Iraqis and Syrians because of a severe funding shortage. Lisa Schlein has details.
The UN Refugee Agency warns of very tough times ahead for hundreds of thousands of people in conflict-ridden Syria and Iraq. Because of a funding shortfall of more than $58 million, the UNHCR says it will have to concentrate its efforts on helping the most vulnerable survive the harsh winter. The vicious onslaught of the Islamic State militant group in Iraq has forced 1.9 million people to flee for their lives. These people are bereft of homes, comfort, of any belongings that could make their lives bearable during the coming months. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian man and wounded another during clashes Tuesday in the West Bank. It's the latest as tensions rise over the Temple Mount, disputed Jerusalem's holy site revered by both Muslims and Jews. Veterans Day activities are winding down here in the United States. A huge crowd is attending a concert for valor on the National Mall here in Washington, featuring rock and roll legend Bruce Springsteen, rhythm and blues singer Rihanna, country star Carrie Underwood, and the heavy metal band Metallica. Earlier Tuesday, Vice President Joe Biden spoke at Arlington Cemetery to honor American military veterans, calling them the best that this country has had to offer.
As every adversary in every age who has ever come up against you has learned, American warriors never bend, never break, and never, ever, ever yield.
Vice President Joe Biden. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Mama boteyo apesa yon combo princess Kingo mwambe kitoko ya maji Etoile ya fami babo yo banda nangai Nakulanda yo te suka molongo Kadika belangande motema mama oh oh Kadika belangande motema mama oh oh Mama oh Hadi mana senga kio permission na kende mobembo si mayan sanza na kozonga Hadi mana senga kio zerangai soki na uti mobembo na kuta yo makambo manso le loko mabongwani balobi nangai obali tuza oh ngana zwine shop na motemai kadika belanga de motemba mama oh oh Kadika belanga de motema mama oh mama oh Suare asuka tozala kabiso mibale loba kona kingo sheri okolera nenanga imama e ngai pelo kona yo susi ele inzoto na pesa kiyo pete otia na bosa pie Ola kisaka loko la carte a citoyen Batika kotungi sayo ozali okipe Makambo manso le loko mabongwani Balobi nangai obali mao Onga na zwine shok na motema Kadika menanga te motema baba mao Kadika menanga te motema mama oho Tozala kabiso mi bale loba kona kingo sheri onkoni na le nangai mamae kai pero kola yo susi ele inzoto na pesa ki olopete oti ala mosa pie ona kisaka loko la carte a citoyen batika kotungisa yo ozali okipe makambo manso le loko mabaluki balobi nangai obali kadie Onga na zwine shok na motema Kadika belanga de motema mama oh Kadika belanga de motema mama oh Mama Kadima, oh, di bonkananga kokana, bozela kisena kende mo pembo he. Kadi oh, yeah. ya mama nani alambinga ingai na kati ya bolingo na biso bolingo boinga na kati ya mpongi ngana zalaki kolala e ngana zalaki kolota kadima e bato ya mokili balebinga na bomba na tene na banyokoni ha lisusu e ebene ya bato nzambe asala na mokili bango batingami kaka ngai yo Zela kisena kende mobembo e kadi o ya mama matiti ya misolo kola seleri kingo mambelo kola santa maria he dina nini nikama poye nina nikaka ngayo Oh, kadi oh ya baba Soare ya suka tozala kabiso mibale Loboko na kingo sheri okone na nedangai Bambula na bankake tonoke la kabiso mibale Epa ya permouche tozala kabiso mibale Na voiture ya mudizo tozala kabiso mibale Kadi na singa kise motemba mama oh oh Kadi na singa kise motemba mama oh oh
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
Would you migrate from where you live if you had the chance or the choice?
Yes, I would, because I feel the more you visit other places and your eyes are open, the more you're exposed to the world and the more you have a bigger understanding of how things work in the world.
If I'm really satisfied with what my community can give for me, like if I'm stable by probably the income that I get, then I don't need to migrate. I cannot migrate if my livelihood is okay in where I live.
I already migrated. Me, I'm here in Cameroon. I came from the Philippines. Oh, a long time ago. But because I had to do something here, yeah. I was a volunteer. At the same time, I also worked because I had to feed myself.
To live? No. I'm happy here. I be near my family, near my friends, near everybody I love.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Chininga maduna mtuna
Chiwayo maduna mtuna Chiwayo maduna mtuna Chiwayo maduna mtuna Achaisa
rufa Chiko chininga maduna mtuna
Chiwayo maduna mtuna Chiwayo maduna mtuna Chiwayo maduna mtuna Achaisa rufa
Chiko chininga madzangara dzimu
Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Achaisa rufa
Chiko chininga madzangara dzimu
Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiwayo madzangara dzimu
Zangara dzimu we
Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiwayo madzangara dzimu
Chiko chinenga madzangara dzimu we
Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiwayo madzangara dzimu Chiko
chinenga maduna mtuna we
Chiwayo maduna mtuna
chigo chinenga maduna mtuna. Chinenga mazangara dzimwe. Chigo chinenga mazangara dzimu. Chigo chinenga maduna mtuna.
All aboard for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
Thank you. From the north to the south and the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best.
Proof positive that the best things in life are free. Just tune your dial to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Mutinga mbasi, oh, tete kanyabula mubobe. kubata ine family yo uyamba temwe muba mulabeho akulimirira ube wabeho banga banga plan yo beho dosula nenjala ndukuwabeho yoka mandu tebajukira tebasima kale mama Family Sibio, Oyama, Mufamula Bibo, Apolibida Obeo, Abeo, Tulimukapo, Pinatubeo, Visimiseva Tai Family Sibio, No Sola Ninja, Mundo Abeo.
Searching for the songs that will soothe your soul? Look no further than the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
I'm simple. my pocket. Oh, she's simple. I'm a full of bank aguer. Oh, she's simple. Hello, DJ. So simple. Boom, nan, boom, nan. So simple. In my patient. Oh, so simple. So give me the city late. I'm so simple. How bad? So simple. There are no local. Oh, so simple. Oh, I'm a no cool. Oh, simple. Hello, mama, no baba. Oh, simple. I'm a damn best born. Oh, simple. So simple. The best. Legit. So simple, me my corny. I simple, Zashes so sweet. Nah, I'm in the top 10. Simple, but I'm standing it. So simple, I'm begging this skim sack. Simple, the best. Simple, no feeling home none. So simple, this book feeling. So simple, just as I'm flat. So simple, California got good fat. So simple, hey, just for God. Just for God, let's next.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Every year, the rainy season brings a sharp rise in the number of people who get malaria. It's a very serious disease that can result in death. That's why it's very important to protect yourself and your family from mosquitoes that spread malaria. Health experts suggest these things to minimize your risk. Wear clothes that cover as much of the body as possible. Stay indoors at night when mosquitoes are the most active. Use bed nets treated with insecticides and seek medical advice for any persistent fever, chills, headache, or sweats. Symptoms that could indicate you have malaria.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Here's Africa Music Mix, the best music.
Sizerega, weidalish, siberendalenga, sabini, sabini, wegebish lelaga, nanchilich, tenbelenish loga, ayloga. Loganesh loga, anchi konjo anchi letlaga, anchi bicha no be kuru menash, mara kinesh be hule menash. Karot maka hedish, sikdenak sikere, sitriking good for now. Look.
ganesh noga anchi konjo anchi nagaga echi bicha no bekumenash akinesh bahunde menash simti loganesh noga anchi konjo anchi nagaga echi bicha no bekumenash akinesh bahunde menash 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 bahunde menash akinesh bahunde menash.
You're listening to the African Music Mix, right here on The Voice of America.
To your face, doesn't it?
African Music Mix.
The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Where?
chamro ya hai marumbo. Hale 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 si wakati wa ukoloni. Aibo Afrika unyonywa. Juma urumwa.
Ashali bintonga.
Juma upanduwa.
Ashali bintonga.
Juma uzaha.
Ashali bintonga.
Juma ulone ya.
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
would you migrate from where you live if you had the chance or the choice?
I'm someone looking for happiness. To say the truth, I'm ready to do whatever to achieve happiness. And if I remark that my happiness is outside my country, I will go outside.
I've just graduated and there's so much opportunity of work here for me, and if I'm to migrate to another country, then I should also have a better opportunity there than here. Now I don't see that, so I'd rather stay and try to build this country.
I will migrate to mostly developed countries. Reasons are the living standard and conditions and the working environment are very good for a human being to inhabit.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Yawoto Basila Yamdata Balake
Balake
Does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Why you kuwa show iwal wali wadahigo? Inan kuwa shadu ayan duna ya. Waya badan kudun duna yu. Malinta ku arkan he waxaan ir wow wow
Asia-Pacific leaders meeting in Beijing will also have the latest on the Ebola outbreak. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. 21 Asian-Pacific leaders are gathered in Beijing for the APEC summit. These leaders' countries account for more than half of the world's economic output. Hopes are high the talks will speed progress toward a free trade zone. China's President Xi Jinping, speaking here through an interpreter, says they did produce an agreement of a new China-led trade framework.
This symbolizes the start of the process of setting up the Asia-Pacific Free Trade Area. It is a historic decision.
And the U.S.-led trade alternative, known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, does not include China. Also at the meeting in Beijing on Tuesday, the APEC leaders endorsed a package of environmental measures to curb wildlife trafficking, illegal logging, and aviation emissions while improving management of ocean and coastal resources. Also in the news, Liberia has announced a dramatic drop in new Ebola infections as Mali prepared to lift quarantine restrictions on dozens of people put at risk of exposure to the deadly virus. Liberian Assistant Health Minister Tobert Inswath says new cases had dropped from a daily peak of more than 500 to around 50, confirming tentative announcements by experts worldwide of an apparent slowdown in the epidemic. World Health Organization says it has released from isolation 25 of more than 100 people thought to have come into contact with Mali's sole case of Ebola. The victim, a 2-year-old girl from Guinea, was diagnosed with after traveling to the western town of Kais on October 23rd. This is VOA News. A Canadian-born immigrant to Israel has become the first foreign woman to join Kurds battling the Islamic State in Syria. Gil Rosenberg, a 31-year-old resident of Tel Aviv, is a former civil aviation pilot who has served in the Israeli military. Rosenberg told Israel Radio she decided to join the Kurdish militia fighting the Islamic State because, in her words, they are our brothers, they are good people, they love life a lot like us, really. She said she trained with the Kurdish militants in Iraq and would soon fight in neighboring Syria. United Nations Refugee Agency warning it will have to cut winter aid for nearly 1 million displaced Iraqis and Syrians because of a severe funding shortage. Lisa Schlein reports from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency warns of very tough times ahead for hundreds of thousands of people in conflict-ridden Syria and Iraq. Because of a funding shortfall of more than $58 million, the UNHCR says it will have to concentrate its efforts on helping the most vulnerable survive the harsh winter. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the needs in Iraq are massive, but funding is not keeping pace with the new displacement. She says between 300 and 500 refugees are arriving daily in northern Iraq from the Kobani region of Syria.
New displacement and multiple displacement inside Syria, with people having to flee more than several times inside the country in terms of safety, has also fueled an increase in winter aid because people are fleeing without anything to protect them.
The UNHCR has added up the total number of Syrian and Iraqi refugees and internally displaced peoples and has come up with a staggering total of 13.6 million people who are displaced because of conflict and violence in these countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Indonesian government says it is drafting new legislation to protect citizens of all faiths in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation. Government plans to introduce the draft legislation in early 2015. Ministers tell the legislation would replace a 1965 law that many consider outdated. News of the draft legislation follows an announcement last week that citizens of faith other than the six officially recognized by the government do not have to choose one of the six in the religion column of their national identification card. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Everybody just say, dancey, 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 dancey,
that they don't let that other low. I know we fit you with you, everything don't they take a long time. With a word I know I now not that they don't tomorrow. I don't know. When I say them go promise and fail and fail and fail. Hey, my people are waiting on a go can try. They could not try to they use you now friends. Because the my other day they are shame me. Just as the way on other day be. Hey, my people are waiting on a go can try to get some money. Everybody just go dancey, 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 dancey. Everybody just go dancey, 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 like your Alpha and Omega. Even though you take my wife away, you can never take my dreams away. Even though you take my house away, you never can stop my shine. Oh, all I say, take my mama, take my papa, take my house and keep me for hunger. You can't stop my dream today. Oh, you can take my smile. Oh, my destiny can just be delayed. My destiny can never be changed. My brother, my sister, make you no depend on man. Oh, everybody dance, 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 dance. The world is enough for you. My people, you need to be wise. Make them no use your head to your child. The world is enough for you. The world is enough for the wise. The world is enough for the wise. My brother, make change. Now, maybe that stone when them bone. But right now, I see that for my son. See that stone when on a bone. But right now, I there for my son. And I'm maybe that stone. When them bone, but right now I see that for my throne. See that stone, when them bone, but right now I am my own. J.I. Now me inspire, where the people them desire. See fire, where they go higher. If you come about like fire. Now me inspire, where they give the people desire. Everybody they admire. See fire, no go desire. Everybody just go Everybody.
If you want to hear the best music, you've already found the place. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
A criminal, you got a criminal eyes up. Criminal body with your body king size. Criminal, you got a criminal eyes up. Criminal body with your body 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 criminal. C'est pas bimbo banana. Criminal, she's a call to the people. Sensual and simple, she's the woman symbol. Elle est comme les hommes, elle est comme les hommes, elle est comme les hommes. Elle est comme les hommes, mais c'est sur elle que les hommes zoom. Que les hommes zoom, que les hommes zoom, zoom, que les hommes zoom sur elle. Que les hommes zoom sur elle, elle est à deux soumissions. I wanna G-fly, I wanna G-fly, I wanna G-fly, la la la. I wanna G-fly, I wanna G-fly, I wanna G-fly, la la.
See the creator where the sun is blood, my friend. Name Bazina. See, I'm gonna be harsh. Oh, in the claim, harsh. This boat, my tiny commish. My second journey, I could finish. The ship's a king in Parish. When I hear the wish. Yeah, when I hear the wish. Yeah, I'm a man. This will end if I'm a bush. I'm an idiot, baby. I'm gonna be my harsh. I'm a ladush. I'm a bite. I'm a ladush. I'm a baby. I'm a baby. I'm a baby. I'm a baby. Viens dans mon hamac, détends-toi, t'as ton bac, t'as tout le temps d'aller à la fac. I wanna G-Fly, I wanna G-Fly, I wanna G-Fly, lie, 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 lie. I wanna G-Fly, I wanna G-Fly, I wanna G-Fly, lie, 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 lie. A big smile, the best speech in the building, good at Madame Mama, my big smile. Tipsy Marisa, the Jinfish, and he's at the Abidin, no Maris Abidun, but Abisa, that Kunish, Abisa, that Kunish, that Kunish, Abisa, Papish, a criminal, critical, criminal eyes, criminal body with Jabba, the king size. I wanna G-Fly, I wanna G-Fly.
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
would you migrate from where you live if you had the chance or the choice?
Yes, I would, because I feel the more you visit other places and your eyes are open, the more you're exposed to the world and the more you have a bigger understanding of how things work in the world.
If I'm really satisfied with what my community can give me, like if I'm stable by probably the income that I get, then I don't need to migrate. I cannot migrate if my livelihood is okay in where I live.
I already migrated. Me, I'm here in Tamil. I came from the Philippines. Oh, a long time ago. Because I had to do something here, yeah. I was a volunteer. At the same time, I also worked because I had to feed myself.
To live? No. I'm happy here. I be near my family, near my friends, near everybody I love.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Cresceu na imensidão do mar azul, com ritmo do samba. Sou filha de quizás, semente da mais linda flor, que cresceu na imensidão, com ritmo do samba. Queimada no carvão, fugir da velha mariquinha, sentados na esteira no quintal, e o coração guarda cada coisa, tata, tata, lutei, gente a velha mariquinha, sentados na esteira no quintal, lá e o coração guarda tanta coisa.
If you are looking for tunes, you've come to the right place. The African Music Mix on VOA.
sikaishiwa.
Of the continent, where it all got started on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Yeah.
see you shake your body. Let us move it to the rhythm. Everybody seems so happy. Bounce and shake it with your baby. All night long we're gonna party. Party until break of dawn. Any chita,
a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
In recent years, Africans have made progress in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Prevention programs, new medicines, and changes in behavior have brought infection rates down dramatically. But this success could be in danger if people are not careful about sexual activity. Those displaced from their homes by war and civil unrest are at a greater risk of sexual violence, which can spread the disease. Advice and information are available from health centers in many areas. So understand the risks, take precautions, and protect yourself from HIV/AIDS.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Yeah.
Next is Gilito from Cape Verde with his song Beleza da Natureza.
Cabo, se kibune na nyevida Bishemben kuntabu Iki manera kibuta Bonye fentes mundu Apesar do tanto dor E tanto desamores que já passa Mas sempre buta pouco vontade E a alegria de viver minha vida Tajangana de papel outras línguas Tajangana de grita mais alto Que como faz e todo mundo entende Eu sei que me tacha de boa
És linda
Essa beleza da natureza
Amor És linda Tão linda
Essa deusa da minha vida
African music mix, where the magic never ends, on the voice of America.
Amiezo, abre na mente, mi aro ang liwa abre to andam ye, wajan ni kendo ni kung yuma. Asuswe, asusu, zelu weli wazawani, zelu me manja zawani, tiki pona beto mene, tiki pona bega watange, asusu mungwe mungwe, nawe ya pangilongo, pangilongo tongo, otomo atena kalongo jembe, asusu asusu. Asusu, 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 mungwe, mungwe. Asuswe, asuswe, asusu, asusu. Zedukwe pangwa zawanye, zemongero tuwa zawani. Agenda na gofugamu, gero mbalo stegeni. Munda midoma bangwi, mafinyare na gokolongo. Areko kinyoni mbela. Ere yeno ilondo, jibinga bere
sani make balara na giwa mi wowo lo di mi ebeye asusu mungwe mungwe do aye bangilo ho bangilo yo tongo ta mo de na kalo bo jeme
oh aye ni wo
yo be
na kalo bo jeme aye aye ni wo
toma ta toma lu na
bo jeme
asusu asusu
And now, another song reflecting the views of the African music mix on the Voice of America.
قلي قلبي لك قلي عمري لك
قلي
اشتقت لك بحن لك قلي يا ما قلي يا ما قلي يا ما قلي وكان زي الملك فرشني الأرض ورد وعدني ألف وعد
مش حبيب ومش نصيب طب ليه
ليه قال لي قلبي لك قال لي عمري لك
قال
لي اشتقت لك بحن لك قال لي يا ما قال لي يا ما قال لي يا ما قال لي وكان زي الملك فرشت للأرض ورد وعدني ألف وعد أنا غريتك أنا جنتك قال لي يا ما قال لي يا ما يا ما يا ما قال لي لحد ما انتهى
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
would you migrate from where you live if you had the chance or the choice?
I'm someone looking for happiness. To say the truth, I'm ready to do whatever to achieve happiness. And if I remark that my happiness is outside my country, I will go outside.
I've just graduated and there's so much opportunity of work here for me. And if I'm to migrate to another country, then I should also have a better opportunity there than here. Now I don't see that, so I'd rather stay and try to build this country.
I will migrate to mostly developed countries. Reasons are the living standard and conditions and the working environment are very good for a human being to inhabit.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA. There is no tastier recipe around. The African Music Mix on VOA.
This is VOA News. Coming up, Free Trade Zone topping the APEC agenda, a new case of Ebola in Mali. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. President Obama is one of 21 Asia-Pacific leaders attending the APEC summit in Beijing. He spoke Tuesday on the first day of the two-day gathering.
And over the next 5 years, nearly half of all economic growth outside the United States is projected to come from right here in Asia. That makes this region an incredible opportunity for creating jobs and economic growth in the United States. And any serious leader in America, whether in politics or in commerce, recognizes that fact.
APEC leaders gave their final approval to a China-led free trade zone. Endorsement is seen as an achievement for Beijing, which has been pushing the free trade area of the Asia-Pacific over a U.S.-led alternative that does not include China. Mali's government has confirmed its second case of Ebola and said a clinic in the capital Bamako has been quarantined. Mali became the sixth West African nation to record a case of Ebola when a two-year-old girl from Guinea died in October. In Sierra Leone, a physician has tested positive for Ebola. Martin Salia, a specialist in surgery at a major hospital in Freetown, is the sixth doctor to become infected there. In all, nearly 5,000 people have died of the disease. NATO military commander, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, has expressed concern over the increasing flow of weapons and military supplies to Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. General Breedlove said at least 250 to 300 Russian troops remain inside of eastern Ukraine. Moscow denies that possibility. This is VOA News. A Canadian-born immigrant to Israel has become the first foreign woman to join Kurds battling the Islamic State in Syria. Gil Rosenberg, a 31-year-old resident of Tel Aviv, is a former civil aviation pilot who has served in the Israeli military. Rosenberg told Israel Radio she decided to join the Kurdish militia fighting the Islamic State because, in her words, they are our brothers, they are good people, they love life a lot like us. She said she trained with the Kurdish militants in Iraq and would soon fight in neighboring Syria. Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian man and wounded another during clashes on Tuesday in the West Bank as tensions rise over disputed Jerusalem holy site revered by both Muslims and Jews. The violence came a day after Palestinians killed a woman and a soldier in separate attacks in Israel. In a nationally televised address on Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of inciting the latest round of violence. Mr. Abbas's voice concern about visits by Israeli worshippers and others to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. North Korea recently released two detained Americans, raising questions, that is, about what was behind the outreach to Washington. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul on why such an abrupt move by Pyongyang.
The United Nations is expected to vote soon to prosecute North Korean officials for crimes against humanity. An independent UN commission has documented North Korean political prisons holding more than 100,000 people and atrocities including murder, enslavement, torture, rape, and forced abortions. Professor Yang Mu-jin with the University of North Korean Studies in Seoul says Pyongyang has made fighting this UN effort a priority and released the two Americans in hopes of getting the United States or other countries to soften their stance. He says what North Korea really needs at the moment is that the human rights issue against North Korea at the UN be resolved, and also North Korea must prevent Kim Jong-un's name to be mentioned on this issue. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
Indonesian government says it's drafting new legislation to protect citizens of all faiths in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation. News of the draft legislation follows an announcement last week that citizens of faith, other than the six officially recognized by the government, do not have to choose one of the six in the religion column of their national identification cards. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Mama.
mi bakolo, bakolo bakomi ne banamike.
On important questions. The question today:
would you migrate from where you live if you had the chance or the choice?
Yes, I would, because I feel the more you visit other places and your eyes are open, the more you're exposed to the world and the more you have a bigger understanding of how things work in the world.
If I'm really satisfied with what my community can give for me, like if I'm stable by probably the income that I get, then I don't need to migrate. I cannot migrate if my livelihood is okay in where I live.
I really migrated. Meaning I'm here in Tamil. I came from the Philippines. Oh, a long time ago. Because I had to do something here, yeah. I was a volunteer. At the same time, I also worked, so I have to feed myself.
To live? No. I'm happy here. I be near my family, near my friends, near everybody I love.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Oh,
la base bon. C'est
there is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now another song.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The Africa Music Mix on VOA.
Johnny, nyote, tufurahi.
wakati unafika. Hey, tumcheze yeye bwana baba bwana Johnny nyote tufurahi. Tumtukuze kwa nzenze na ngoma.
Miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
Le bien et le bien, le grand et beau cœur, le grand que tu t'en fasses de ta vélo. Voici votre bêtise.
On va sortir les potables, on va allumer les potables parce qu'on va farotter tous les cas.
Niyama Karoma, the First Lady of Sierra Leone, speaks to VOA on the Ebola crisis.
I would want the people in West Africa to know that Ebola is real. Ebola kills. Early detection and prompt treatment can save lives. And I'm asking our people not to victimize or stigmatize survivors. Ebola is a challenge, but together we'll all be able to overcome it.
That was Sia Niyama Karoma, the First Lady of Sierra Leone, speaking to VOA Africa on the Ebola crisis.
Kure
kumbira ahozana ntayo kumutima akayagira banda ti wanje o namahirwe kwisi uyo yameza menyo muti mukundu kundishijwe nuwo wakunza arakwihakana akakwirahira Janzoga kuga sozi kature Sade mari suma vyo zinde meshe Mena bandi miri nono nirungura No, inchuti nikindi
from Ghana. I want to send a shout out to all students of creative schools in Ghana to say congratulations to all of them. And then also Mr. Emmanuel Ankun of creative schools who teaches math in the junior high school. I want to say a big thank you to the African Music Mix on Voice of America. I thank all of them all.
Les mystères que voient le succès. Ne sont rien d'autre que les efforts acharnés. Attendrons-nous le bonheur? Yeah. Où le bonheur nous attendra-t-il? Yeah.
Allez-y chercher le bonheur. Allez-y trouver le bonheur.
Yeah.
N'attendez jamais le bonheur.
Attaquer et gagner.
Ma condor, fille, mi violine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
keeping you tuned to the heartbeat of Africa, the African music mix on The Voice of America.
Je l'aime, oh. Nasibi,
Nasibi,
je ne sais pas pourquoi, pourtant je l'aime. Nasibi,
Nasibi,
j'aime bien. Nasibi, j'aime bien. Nasibi, j'aime bien. Nasibi, j'aime bien. Nasibi, j'aime bien. Nasibi, j'aime bien. Nasibi, j'aime bien.
Got it. makosa na sesa
na salo otetena
obitela mukwala
moi je l'aime.
There's always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Music Mix.
For in-depth news, analysis, and information, visit our website, voaafrica.com. That's voaafrica.com. We're always there for you.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
would you migrate from where you live if you had the chance or the choice?
I'm someone looking for happiness. To say the truth, I'm ready to do whatever to achieve happiness. And if I remark that my happiness is outside my country, I will go outside.
I've just graduated and there's so much opportunity of work here for me. And if I'm to migrate to another country, then I should also have a better opportunity there than here. Now I don't see that, so I would rather stay and try to build this country.
I will migrate to mostly developed countries. Reasons are the living standard and conditions and the working environment are very good for a human being to inhabit.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Me away.